Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm your solo flying host tonight, Lynn Bleasdale. We were due to have Matthew Bustos and Jessica Marie Tatro, but they both hat back out tonight. So we have quite a lovely lineup of callers. And so what I'm going to do, since I don't have the round table to talk about the topic with, I'm just going to introduce the topic we were going to tackle. And I'd just love it if, as I take the callers, if you could just give your take on the topic of gratitude. It's something I think we all know at a basic level, that gratitude and a positive attitude in terms of our energy and working with energy, it depends. It tends to sort of create the outcome. We sort of manifest the outcome in our minds with our thoughts. And it's being proven more and more that that's not just like woo-woo science. It's actually being proven by people who are studying quantum entanglement, quantum physics in general. It's an exciting time to be learning all this stuff. And I think Einstein and Carl Jung would just, or they may have come back, but I think they would just love to be part of all these exciting times. But gratitude really does change our brain chemistry. And to have an added, like, even when, I mean, I know that even the most spiritual people I know, they're beautiful souls and they're very brave and cheerful and they do their best, but some of them get kicked in the wazoo and sometimes it's over and over again. And finding a way to be grateful during a time like that can be really difficult. But I think, you know, if you can, when you're finding like the blues are getting you, or you're being sucked into that anxiety that says, I'm losing, I'm failing, the glass is not just half empty, it's broken on the ground, things like that, it's really good. It's almost like an object meditation to find at least three things around you that you are grateful for. And, you know, we're all pretty hard-pressed not to find three things that we're grateful for. So without further ado, I'm going to take our first caller and see if we can just get a little bit of everybody's take on the subject of gratitude tonight and see where our conversation goes. Okay, I've tapped our first caller. It's 478. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome to the show. It's just little old me tonight, but I'm still going to be doing mini readings for people. And what's your take on gratitude, Keisha? How does it help you in your road, on your journey?
Well, it lightens it up because any disappointments that you may have, if you look on the brighter side of things, it takes your mind off of that and shift your energy in a way that, you know, you can see, you know, what is in front of you instead of concentrating on what's behind you. And once you start looking at that, you may be able to see other doors and opportunities that may be.
Oh, dear. I don't know what happened, but our callers just all suddenly dropped at once. This is a very weird technical problem. If people are still listening, please try to call back in. We lost Keisha all of a sudden. I think this has got to be, I'm not having any trouble with my internet or anything. So I think maybe Blog Talks had a problem. I'm still showing up as a host, but we had about six callers in line waiting. So anyway, I'm going to give people a chance to just try to call back in. Okay, we've got someone back here. And, here we go. Okay, we're starting to get our callers back. I'm so sorry about that. One sec, I'm just trying to, okay. So who did we have? 478 is back.
Hello?
Keisha, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what just happened. Well,
I said, was I saying something wrong? Yeah.
No, honey, it wasn't you. I The only thing, technically, the only thing I could chalk it up to is that there's a lot more people online these days, and it may just have been a bandwidth thing, but I didn't drop. So I'm going to blame it on Blog Talk, to heck with it. Anyway, we have two of our callers back. So, yeah, if people want to try calling back in, I'll just give them, it's 646-566.
Oh, they dropped the whole queue.
Yeah, so I'll just give people the number to call back in quickly, 646-564-9868. And Keisha, so, yeah, you were going on, oh, the thing that I really liked was what you said about the energy shift when you employ gratitude, eh? It does really shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really wise observation there. What question would you like to ask tonight, Keisha?
Okay, well, I know things are looking bad, and I decided to go with this new opportunity, a work at home thing, and I was wondering, do you see that working through, or you know, is it just a timing, or after this is all blown over, will it get a little bit better for me? I don't know.
That's a really good question. Let me just see what comes in. Okay, I'm getting like a green light, which feels like it indicates that you're working at home. But I'm also feeling that what I'm feeling is don't get impatient. If it isn't coming, if it's not happening exactly at the speed of light, okay, it's just like I think you're going to have a couple of places where you're like, you're going to feel like, am I wasting my time? And the answer is no, keep at it.
Okay.
And they're showing lateral expansion, which to me means add a few little extra things you do. So are you offering like a service online?
Yes, it'd be a service, and I'd be calling around, cold calling people. I know you hate people like me, but I'd be cold calling and getting people to join in my service. And it's really for the family, something that I think it's beneficial. Everybody should have it, but, you know, it depends on, you know, how the other person's perspective is at that point. So,
absolutely. So when I'm drawing a picture of a basket, and I'm getting that old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But what they are saying is keep it in the same, under the sort of same heading. So, for example, if you're doing assistant worker, you know, virtual assistant, something like that, keep it in that subheading, but have subheadings in the same family of services. So you... Does that make sense?
Because I was going to do crocheting and stuff. Yeah, I was going to do that, but then I was going to do some crocheting and stuff and doing some creative stuff, making candles and all that, but do this, which is more computer and more phone work, you know. So it's like, but you're saying keep it in the same family, though?
Clearly delineate.
I don't know.
Yeah, but clearly delineate the different items, the different services, the different products. Make sure you have like a page on your website for each thing rather than trying to do everything, and have a very nice clear menu, because there's nothing wrong with having a whole bunch of different things that you do. What they're saying is it's the organization, and they're also saying like for you, SEO, like search engine optimization, is something to really get behind, get on a bunch of different search engines. And I would also suggest that you start like a newsletter if you can, or some kind of way to keep clients, you know, to keep a list for them, because they say that your products will be changing and expanding as time goes by. So leave room for flexibility within your product line, your service line. I hope that makes sense to you. Yeah, but I really did have a lovely sense of green light go. That I just feel like I think you've got the right energy behind it. And I think that you are very talented, and there's like whole different things you're talented at. So what I see is like a vase full of mixed flowers, right? All different kinds of flowers from the garden put together in a lovely bouquet.
Yeah, that's what
that's lovely.
All types of stuff.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. And do it all. Do it all. As Erna Bombeck once said, I want to go back. When I go home and when I die, I want to go back and tell them, hey, I used everything you gave me. And I think that's a good one for you because I think you will. You know, you'll use everything they've given you.
I hope I can. Okay.
Okay, Keisha. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to pop you onto mute so you can still listen. Yeah, call back. Let us know how it goes. I'm quite keen on hearing how your little business works out. And
Definitely. Okay.
Well, love and light, Keisha. And thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay. And our next caller here is 678. You're on with One Divine Connection.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. What's your name, please?
Gina.
Gina, welcome to the show. What's your take on gratitude, Gina? How do you work your gratitude in your life?
I just think that I always just start my day just thanking the universe, thanking God. Just thank you for the little things in life because, like today, I mean, the way the world is going now, you're just thankful to be alive and healthy and safe and thankful for my job, especially because I work from home now. So many people that's laid off of work. So I think it's just very important to incorporate gratitude each and every day. Even when this was not even happening, I was still doing that, just being thankful.
Good point. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me think of, I don't know if you've ever seen Wayne Dyer's movie, The Shift, where that's exactly the first thing he does. He doesn't even get out of bed yet. He just says, thank you. And it's like, hey, you know, whatever else. We woke up to fight another day, right? And we're alive, and that's really huge.
Yes.
So did you have a question you'd like us to look at tonight, Gina? And by us, I mean me and my spirit team.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Yes, I have a question. I have a love question, actually.
That's okay.
I have been talking back with this guy. And I cut off with him 5 months ago because of it was some things going on, and I just thought, you know, I was looking at inconsistency. I thought he was lying and excuses, even though I was talking to another guy. But I just didn't want to deal with that. That was 5 months ago. So I reached out to him because of the coronavirus, right? Because I reached out to both of them, but he's the one that really, like, returned my texts and returned my calls. And, like, we've been good for, like, almost 2 weeks now. So, and after this, like, get in touch with me, and I was like, some things had transpired of feelings that has been knowledge now. And I just want to see what if this – he said it's a real connection. But, you know, because he has a situation going on. And I'm not telling him to choose between me or her. I'm not even doing that. I just want to see where this is at right now. Like, if he's not playing games with me, or if this is the real deal of his feelings.
Yeah. This guy, Gina, has he still got energetic attachments to another girlfriend?
Yeah, because he lives with her and have kids by her. Yes, so he's kind of like in a rock and a hard place, and not. I guess he's kind of like trying to, I guess, like really like do some soul searching and really like trying to figure out what's the next move. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not pressuring him to do that. I just want to let him know how I felt. And that was it. You know, if it goes somewhere, if not, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting a movie scene in my third eye here. Have you ever seen? Yeah, well, they do that. They send pop culture images, which kind of, you know, I'll see what it means for you here. But do you know the movie Moonstruck? Have you ever seen it?
I heard of it. I don't think I haven't seen it, though.
Okay. Oh, it's quite lovely. If you have time while you're, you know, sort of in, what are we doing, sheltering in place, have a look. It's quite fun.
Okay.
But the scene that I am seeing here is the mother asks the daughter, "Are you in love with him, Loretta?" She goes, "Yes, Ma." And Mom goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Because what she's saying, I think what the meaning of that is, like, if your feelings are bigger than the situation, and it feels like you've got an awful lot of love to give this guy, to the point where it's almost feeling backed up, like it's backing up on you, sort of thing. You're ready to take it on and fly. What I'm getting, and I'm sorry about this, it's not the message you probably want to hear, but I'm saying give it at least a year to find out what actually is going on, because and I don't mean to insult your boyfriend or your friend or you know the guy that you want to be with, but I got the expression man baby. Okay. And I also got the message, please make sure if you're going to take this on that you've got the patience to go the distance, because it's going to be yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's probably not fair to you. I would hate to say it, Gina. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul and a beautiful, beautiful woman, and your light shines out. If you choose to connect that light with this guy, I just feel like you're going to have a bit of a roller coaster ride emotionally. So if you have the patience to do that, then probably within a year, you might be at a starting point. But right now, you're in one place, he's in another. And no matter, I think I'm feeling that feeling of like my wife doesn't understand me kind of thing. Is that kind of the deal? Like they're living together, but they don't have any feelings kind of thing?
I think so. I think it's just because they have kids together. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know he cares about her, and he might love her, you know? So, I mean, he's been with her for years and years and years. So it's not like something like 2 years, 3 years, five. This is like 10 years plus. And I just happen to come in at that time, and because I've been knowing him over a year now, so but now he's the one that's like, now that I express my feelings, he's doing a little bit more now, because at first he was holding back his feelings, but now that he knows how I feel and I know how he feels, so it's like I understand, but in a way I'm kind of like, the reason why I'm not pushing him is because I'm still working on what I really want, because I might have a fear of commitment myself. So
oh, good for you. Self-awareness.
That's why I'm not even, exactly, and that's why I'm not, like, want him to choose, because I'm still working on, because I came from a divorce 5 years ago, and I'm still, not healed from that, but I just want to make sure. You know, I have kids. I want to make sure this won't be the guy.
I'm going to be
some roller coasters within a year. In a year, I get that, and that's okay, because I'm working on, do I really want this? Do I say I want it, but now that it's standing in front of me, like, do I really want it? So that's fine. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even asking for a relationship right now. That's not where I'm at right now. But I do have a lot of love to give, but I can't help who I love, and I love him. He knows that. And I believe he loves me, too. Yeah. So.
I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. But what I do feel is that, again, the feeling of needing immense patience, it feels like it would start out okay and then become difficult. I'm getting a tension in my back when I go down the road a little with it. And it's not because either one of you are bad folks or jerky or weird or anything like that. It's simply because there's too much baggage. There's baggage on your side. There's baggage. So almost what you guys have to do is do like a clear out. Do a lot of energy clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the cords.
Okay.
You know, because that's got to be done. It's sort of like you got to clear those decks before you can start a new project.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that would make sense because I don't want to be rushed. I just wanted it flow the way it needs to flow, and I just feel like I don't know if she would, you know, if that did come to that point and he did leave. I don't know how she would take that, you know, like, you don't want to be here anymore. So, you know, I mean, that's a lot of things he got to think on, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and with the kids and, you know, with her, and how would she take that if he leaves, you know, not because of
yeah.
me, because it's because he wants to leave. And because of me.
Well, I tell you, what's coming in is an old saying, like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you guys go really slowly. And, you know, give
mm-hmm.
yourself a year to figure it out. And the thing is, it's going to be a tricky sort of thing. Because, honestly, your best bet is to be on good terms with all persons. And so that takes time, and it's a very delicate balance. So if you can do it where nobody gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
that's your best bet. And that's a big thing to ask of people, but it can
right.
be done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
okay,
I think
well,
I get a strong feeling if anyone can do it, you can. You've got that kind of spiritual warrior energy that will stand you in good
mm-hmm.
stead when you do that. so absolutely.
Okay.
Don't not do it, but don't do it fast, I think is your big takeaway
also,
here.
Of course not. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush, like I said earlier. I just want to see how it will turn out in a way that I'm hoping it, I don't want to say hoping, but however it's supposed to turn out. Because I do believe the universe brought us together, you know, for a
yeah.
reason. So,
well, I
yeah.
do. I am getting
though,
a song. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, love.
No,
okay.
no, you go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, just a song started to play, and it's Love is a Rose, but You Better Not Pick It. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns, you know you've missed it. You lose your love when you say the word mine. So keep lots and lots of wiggle room for each person. You know, and expect there's going to be times when people are like thinking, like sort of dwelling in the past a little and going, you know, what did I do? You know, so expect those times. It's just like what we're all going through right now. We just have to get through it. We can't sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, tear our garments and howl into the wind. Why? We just, you know, bite down and get through it the best we can with, you know, love and kindness. So, and I feel like you have lots and lots of that going for you, Gina. It just, you have a very beautiful energy. So make sure you do your very best. Yeah. Well,
right.
Listen, I'd
exactly.
love to hear you. We have to hear how this goes. So call us back in a while and keep us posted, would you?
Sure.
All
I
right,
will. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
And stay safe and have a lovely evening.
You too. You too.
Thank you. All righty. Bye. Okay. We're going on to our next caller. I actually had some really lovely news. I do think that Jan Drake Baki is going to pop by and just do a little totem reading and a little of her poetry. I'm so excited. I'm not sure if Jan is doing Skype. I'm just going to, excuse my typing, I'm just going to see if that Jan is Skype caller or she may be a caller from my area. Anyway, so I'm going to just pull up our next caller here. And that is 704.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. So, could I get your name, please?
I'm Marcia.
Hi, I'm Marcia. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks
Did you want to say
me.
any? Did you have any thoughts to share about gratitude? Oh, there's Jan. Just excuse me, Marcia. I'm just going to... Jan.
Hi, Lynn.
Wow. Oh, hey. My heart is just overflowing with love to have you here. It's been such a long time.
Aww.
And,
it has. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm so glad I've been... you've got some really beautiful poetry that we'll get on to, but we're on with Marcia, and were just talking about gratitude. I was just going to ask Marcia what her thoughts were on our topic tonight of gratitude.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if you hadn't muted for the time being while you're talking to her.
Sorry, hon.
I always think of the glass half full, because when you look at things in a positive perspective, it gives you motivation. A quote I heard a long time ago that stuck with me: no matter how dark the night is, I believe in the coming of the morning. And that's what I always stand by.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. I think that's going to be a good one for a lot of people to just kind of write down for getting through this time. Marcia, did you have a question you wanted to ask tonight?
I was trying to figure out which topic I wanted to ask you. Yeah, I have a friend I made, her name's Kathleen, and I was just wondering, was her intentions pure or not?
Kathleen?
Uh-huh.
Is this a love interest?
No, we're just friends.
Okay, sorry, the connection's a little fuzzy. So Kathleen is a friend, eh? Are you picking
yes,
up
ma'am.
Weird energy from her? Is that the deal?
It's not
wondering if
weird energy from her. Sometimes I just feel like she gives me the worst advice ever. And I don't think it's intentional or whatnot. She's a little rough around the edges, but just wondering.
Is there sort of a competitive thing, like almost like you're being pulled into a battle that you weren't even aware of, like a competition or something going on?
No, I don't necessarily feel that way. Like, she's always saying my phrases. I graduated nursing school, and I know she's trying to get through nursing school too. And, I know she's trying to get start nursing school and everything. So she always used me as a point of reference.
Okay. So maybe just she might be trying to sort of emulate you a bit, and it could be flattering. I mean, it could be like a compliment to you. Or if you're feeling kind of like that, you know, that movie with the roommate that sort of took on the person's personality, that can be on the creepy side. So it kind of depends how you're feeling about this whole thing. I'm personally, as I speak to you, getting a clutchy feeling in my third chakra area, like a clenching sort of wariness, I think. Are you feeling a bit like you're being copied? Or there's some kind of feeling of competition or copying, or something is not comfortable here. Like, you can't be yourself without she's trying to one-up you or something like that is what I'm picking up.
Well, if we come into a debate or discuss something in that manner, she just feel like she has to be on top. I'm not really a good person when it comes to, like, picking out good men. And I guess either picking out good friends either. So, you know, I try to meditate and focus on my third eye, but it's almost like there's something there. I just can't quite put my finger on it. I just don't know what it is.
Well, I would just say that if you're having those feelings, that I would honor the instinct and go deep, figure out what is going on. Meditation is a great way to do that. Jan has really good instincts on this sort of thing, so I'm going to see if Jan's picking anything up. Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, yeah. Lynn. I think your instincts are right on. But what I was getting, the first thing I saw, Marcia, was I usually see animals right away, and I saw a dove right away in the sky, in the clouds. And dove, you call on dove when you're troubled, worried, distraught, anxious about something in your life. It could be, they say here, about a partner's love for you and to want a greater feeling of security into a relationship. So that kind of made sense to me that maybe that's why dove is coming around you. Dove also means that it's like a spiritual renewal also, and a self-examination, and also a time to be domestic, kind of more domestic and nurture yourself. But I was also just picking up maybe, has she kind of latched on to you a little bit, this friend?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, she's kind of latched on, and it may not be exactly what you can handle, and so you might need to just be aware of that and be careful of that for yourself, and just keep up boundaries around yourself about her, so that you don't get sucked into things that you're not wanting to, you know, in any way of any kind of thing, you know, of energy, of anything. And you don't have to go along with it. You know what I mean? You can still
yeah.
be friends. You can still be her friend and everything, but you don't have to take it all on too much. And you can also decide to get out, to leave when you need to, you know? And this happens to me a lot, I have to say. And so you need to stay your own ground, you know, and protect yourself so that you don't get entangled in something where she's going to start overpowering you or something. I don't know. And that kind of thing. And so that's what I was getting. I did hear that she was latching onto you pretty strong. She kind of like, you know, has taken you. And the dove is just saying, really try to examine situations right now and give yourself some nurturing at this point. And basically that is what I got.
That's good. That's really good. And I was going to just add one thing. This is a great time to practice energetic boundaries, spiritual boundaries, so that when people are getting that close and sort of, you know, they feel like vampires almost sometimes. That's when you can learn to do the spiritual boundary and keep their energy. It's like, you know, their pajamas can't touch your pajamas energetically. So you're keeping that distance. Hey, it's social distancing in the spiritual sense too. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Marcia. Well, I hope that helped. I'm just delighted, you know, that you've got this sort of the presence of mind to sort of be aware. Because a lot of people, they go deep and deep and deep, and then they're like, oh, man, I'm in a toxic relationship. So I think you have the chance to, like, nip it in the bud here, you know, just
okay.
by having presence of mind to sort of know, like, your soul's yelling a little bit, but this isn't right. So there you go. And call back and let us know how it goes, Marcia. Probably going to be okay, because I think you're spiritually strong. So anyway, love and light to you, my dear, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Wow. It's so... Sorry, I'm having trouble. My computer's a little bit slow. Jan, it's like old times having you back here.
It is.
And
it is.
It's so
fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really missed your energy. I was going to say, if we have time. Yeah, I've got that lion clip, so we'll play that at the end if we've got a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Yeah,
okay.
I just love that thing. All righty. So here we go. And we've got two more callers. And then I'd love to, I would love to get your poetry coming back. So here we go.
Yes.
8856. You're on with Jan and Lynn. Can we get your name, please? 856, are you being shy or have maybe fallen asleep? That's okay. I'll tell you what, I'll put those guys back on mute and we'll go to our next. Okay, we have a Skype caller, I believe. Hi there. Is this, hi, Skype? Hi, what's your name, please?
Oh, my God.
God? Oh, my God. It's God. Also known as. You're on. Yes, you are.
Good. This is Laura.
Laura?
I'm in New Jersey. How are
Laura
you
in
all?
New Jersey. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to sort of go through several Lauras, and then I'm like, hi. Well, you are indeed on. Yes, you are. Hi. Welcome.
I'm good. How are you all doing?
I think
good.
We're doing great. Yeah. It must be, I think we're all kind of in the same boat, but, geez, I don't know. I'm not having any trouble amusing myself. How about you, Jan?
Oh, no, not at all. I've got lots to do.
So it's good as long as you can keep yourself going. This is a great time of to think about your passions and pursue them a little bit. Laura, did you want to weigh in on our topic of gratitude tonight?
I know that gratitude brings a lot of blessings when you are in the moment, and I've experienced when I've had some real genuine joy in the moment of gratitude, and I've expressed that out loud to God, I have experienced physical manifestations of, well, I lost a pin for several years. I couldn't find a pin, and I had checked my luggage numerous times. And one night I was just thanking God for everything that was going on. This was a while back, but I'd given a lot. I was just really joyous. And the next morning I woke up, and I was staying at a friend's for the weekend, so I had my luggage with me. And the pin showed up in the pocket of my luggage. And I had checked that luggage numerous times. Side pockets, all of the pockets, and there it was. And I've been looking for it for years. Yeah, and I knew in that moment when I found it, I knew that it was in direct correlation to the gratitude that I had been expressing to God the night before. I knew it. I knew it. Absolutely.
Wow.
So I very much agree, and I believe very strongly in living in gratitude. I do.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. We've had things like that happen, hey? Like, I think all of us, where it's called transmigration. I can't remember the word. But anyway, stuff shows up. It's there, then it's not. Yeah, that happens a lot. That kind of tells me, Laura, that you're kind of, what did Ryan used to say? I can't think of that thing he said about your chakras are all firing on all eight cylinders or something, but he would I kind of get a feeling that your balance is really good, you know? I remember. He would say to people, you're running a tight ship. That's the expression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was a while ago.
Absolutely.
I don't know how tight it is these days.
Well, hey, we're all allowed to have a little water in our bilge, but I think generally you've got a good energy going for you, which is going to bring more sort of good energy, right? That's a beautiful thing. I have to just ask, Laura, have you got an Alice or an Alicia somewhere in spirit?
I have an Alice. I have an aunt. No, not Alice. Gladys. And I had a friend in grade school, Alicia. but I don't know. I don't think she's a spirit, but I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, for whatever it's worth, that name is coming up. It's like Alice, Alicia. It's an Alice-y sort of name. Allison would be acceptable, something like that. But it's coming through for you, and it's definitely coming from spirit side rather than the physical, the living side. Living on the physical plane, I'll put it that way. But anyway, that you can just hang on to that and see if you there may be meaning for that name later on for you. It might make sense. Anyway, did you have a question you'd like to drop for us tonight?
Yes, I have been looking for work, even though we're doing everybody's hiring for remote work at this point. And I've been submitting my resumes with recruiters and that. And just wonder if you see me getting a job and staying put in the region where I'm at or moving out of state for a job. What do you see around future aspects for me?
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Jen, or would you like to go first? Whatever.
I can go first and give her the animal. Sure.
Lovely. Yes, then, let's do that.
Okay. Okay, good. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
So, I keep seeing the moon. I'm seeing the moon, and I'm also seeing a rushing river of you, of someone, possibly you, in a boat, like rushing on this river, with rowboat type of thing with the oars, and the water is rushing. Yeah. And does that make sense? And
well, I want to get a house on the lake somewhere so I can kayak. So that's a dream
okay.
of mine. Yeah.
Oh,
that's so
good.
Cool.
Oh, good.
That.
Well, I'm glad to see that, hear that. And then, but I kept seeing the moon, too. First I saw it as a sliver, and then I saw it as a full moon. And then the animal that I saw was the wolf. And but what's really funny, before I even go into the wolf, when Lynn was talking, this was cracking me up. I couldn't believe it. I was, like, seeing these ducks, too. I was seeing ducks. So not only were there ducks, but there's also a wolf for you. But when Lynn was talking, the duck might have been for Lynn, too, because she was at that one point she was talking, then all of a sudden the duck came in. And then Lynn all of a sudden says, Lynn says, water in our bills. And I just said, that just killed me because the duck was right there. And so,
wow.
Like, Lynn, you were just right so in tune with that. I mean, how amazing. That just kind of blew my mind. So, anyway, yeah. So, but the rushing, as soon as you start talking about the question about your, was it a job that you're talking about? I saw a boat on the water rushing, going quickly. And, you know, and then you're saying you wanted to, that's your dream. But let's go to the wolf real fast. And the wolf actually was in the air with the moon. So it sort of all tied in. It's kind of like a whole big story there. Let's see what the wolf says. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And you're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. So that's a really good thing there to have that wolf with you. And it, you know, wolf means having a strong sense of family and community and being intuitive and affectionate with your friends and family. They're very loyal, extremely loyal, and natural born leaders. And they like to stay in the pack.
Oh,
so anyway, yeah, pretty much that's the wolf. And I don't know if I've ever given you wolf before or if you've come around, if wolf has been in your life, but there you go. And the duck. The duck is in there, but I think it was mostly for Lynn at the time, too.
Funny, eh? That's really wild. because I wanted to share that I also got a whole lot of water coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if this is like a totem or just part of the image I got, but I saw a frog jumping really, really far into the middle of a pond. And it felt like you're jumping into a place that is going to be your home. You're going to be in your pond. And I totally get the same watery thing. Like, I think your soul needs to be around water. You're not a Pisces or anything, are you?
I'm a Libra. Yeah.
Libra, that's air, isn't it? Yeah, that's air.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know what? You can't have water without air. Yeah, I'm just looking up the cypress tree as a spiritual symbol because it came in. what I saw was like, do you know what I mean about the cypress? They grow in the water. And their roots are down in there, and then they're like, I don't know what happens when they dry up, but they do best growing with their roots in water. I'll just see if it has any symbolism right there. I will look up the duck after too, Jen, because that's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
The cypress tree, like most trees, represents the symbol of growth. Huh. Hard work and endurance. So I would say you probably can relate to both those concepts, right? You've been doing that. But that's something to do with. Okay, here we go. Symbol of immortality and hope. Symbol of life and death. It can also be a symbol of mourning, but I don't feel that is for you. I feel like things are opening up rather than ending for you. Symbol of protection in cemeteries. It's a symbol of sacred faith, growth, and ambition. It's a symbol of the Trinity and the linking of worlds, the spiritual and the physical. And it's also symbolic of the beauty of nature, which, you know, since you're going to probably end up in water, nature is very important for you. So, wow, I think definitely you're going to be going to a permanent place, and there's going to be a place where there's water all around you or easily accessed.
Do you think the place is close by or further out of state? Do you have any idea?
Well, the picture I had of the pond, the frog jumping into the pond, it was a very long leap. Like, it wasn't just like a hop, it was like leap, very, very long, sort of like a long jump. Jan, what do you think? Long, does it feel like a long way away, or?
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything too soon. But I'm curious about the rushing on the water. That's when I saw the boat was rushing, it was like real fast. And so I'm wondering.
Like rapid.
Rapid.
That's how what?
It sounds like rapid, but I don't like rapid. Unless it's on
no.
a river.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a river.
It wasn't rapids. It was just like a river type thing. And it felt like you were like you're ready to go.
Oh yeah.
is that how you're feeling? Yeah, you're feeling. Yeah. And as far as the timing, I keep hearing not so soon, not too soon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not going to be right away. I sort of agree with Lynn. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep hearing it's not too soon. But I feel like you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes you need to just take the time to let the right place call you. And if you're willing to be patient, you know, it's a matter of let it take a little time. Because we're both feeling that it's not something. The rushing on water, when Jan was talking about that, it reminded me of a time when I put a sail on a canoe and went boom. Mm-hmm. It was like a quiet, it wasn't like the water wasn't turbulent, but the vessel was. And I, you know, picked up a wind and started to really boot in the canoe. Yeah, it's more like the vessel is fast, not the river, not the water.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I love
but
that.
It's, I don't. Yeah, and it's not bad news. It's just they're asking for more patience, I think, is the thing.
You know how many years they've been telling me to be patient?
You know what?
If
that's often the lesson we're all being asked to learn. And the joke is, like, I'm too impatient to learn about patience. You know what I mean? So, it's human. It's just human. I wouldn't worry about it. But just trust. When you start to get impatient, just trust in the divine timing of it, and the fact that, just think in terms of like when a seed is growing under the ground, you don't see something for a while, but there's actual growth happening under there. So if you're not seeing it right away, don't just assume nothing's happening. It could be just manifesting, but it never hurts to create the reality in your mind and ask for the guidance. Just ask for that guidance. And sometimes just don't push the river. Oh, there's another river analogy. Don't try to push the river too much, because sometimes we're being led to the next.
Okay. Exactly. I'm going to keep asking the universe to give me some guidance.
I know. We all know that feeling of I keep manifesting and trying and it doesn't happen. But don't assume that it won't. It just may be that this is how much time it takes. It's quite freaky. But it's true, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, both of you.
Laura, you're so welcome. Yeah, and
thank
just let us know how it goes. I don't think you're going to be unhappy when you finally get where you're going, because I feel like it's going to be really worth waiting for. And that water, like, you'll be the water baby you want to be, you know.
Ah! You know, it's funny you said that, because somebody actually called me a water baby. Several years ago.
Oh. Well, keep that title. It's kind of beautiful. There is actually a story by Charles Kingsley called The Water Babies. It's kind of magical, if you can find it somewhere.
Oh, I'll
look
for it.
Yeah, I remember reading it. It was quite it, sort of chilling and exciting. I don't know if I can find it anywhere. I'll post it on the Sacred Embers group and people can read it. But neat. Oh. Love that, how that happened, the water baby reference.
Thank you,
so, all right.
God bless you both. Yeah. Have a good night.
Yeah, check your chart. See if you've got Pisces or something, or a watery sign, you know, Scorpio, something like that floating around in your chart somewhere. I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Laura, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you, and call back again, okay?
I will,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Here we go. My computer is slow as molasses tonight, but let's see. I'm going to try 856 again to see if they've woken up.
Hi, how are you?
856. Hi. We missed you a little bit before. We're good. Can we get your name, please?
Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. Any thoughts on gratitude tonight that you'd like to share?
Well. Gratitude, I guess, still alive and still going, and no viruses, if that makes sense.
Oh, it's brought up some of the best people.
And the people on the front line that helping the people that are in need right now. Grateful for that. So they're putting a lot of work out there.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to see how much they're putting out there. And I hope, you know, after this is over that it sort of levels the playing field, you know, and we sort of start to adore the people that do these day in and day out jobs that don't tend to get noticed as much. But we're so grateful. Did you have a question for us tonight, Rose Maria?
I have the same question, like the last call you had, like job-wise and long-term relationship. It's like not happening. I know the problem that we're having now, it's not going through and getting calls, but jobs are not, I'm not getting the jobs, if that makes sense. So I've been having a few interviews on the phone and stuff like that, but.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of job and love, eh? Kind of both things are a little...
Yeah, house where I'm at right now is a little hectic.
Yeah.
My personal family, so...
Yeah.
Well, I...
Yeah, cool.
Go ahead and shall I go? Okay.
Yes, lovely. Thank you.
Hi, Rose Maria. It's Jan.
Hi.
What I keep seeing are big wings, and gosh, I think it's a it's not a duck. It's a it's the other one. It's what do you call those? I love them. And they have big, beautiful wings, and they're on the water, too.
Swans? Swans?
Swan. Yeah, swan. Uh-huh. I see swan.
Yeah.
For
beautiful.
You. And let me just see what... I first saw it in the air, though. It wasn't on the water right away. It was in the air. So that was interesting. And then it went on the water. So let's see what swan is. Well, I sort of know what swan is, but I like to look to see. They're very, you know, they're really into having a stable partner. That's one of their main qualities, is wanting a having a marriage, you know, and they stay with that one person. That's their thing. And, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of Spirit, trusting that all will work. And you'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is a precious and sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as possible. That's kind of neat. So just trying to think about, I know that you're thinking about your job and your relationship. You're able to glide through the waters of change easily. That's what the swan does. And they're highly intuitive and they foresee the future. Wow. And they're also very powerful physically and spiritually, and highly protective of their loved ones. And it also says that emotionally and spiritually, you're ready for your soulmate to manifest. So
yeah,
that's a good sign right there. That makes sense. That's why the swan is there, because you're ready then. So now, you know, maybe this is the time for you, for this to happen, because you're getting an animal to come in like that. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else. It says that you're dealing with a lot of variety of business and social situations that require you to be poised and confident. So you may want to try to just start feeling a little more confidence about getting a job or changing jobs or whatever you're trying to do right now, and think positive about it. Stay in the confidence level of it. You know what I mean? And know that it's going to come around for you. I love the idea of swan right now, because it shows up right when you're wanting that soulmate, and that they talk about Swan is so soulmate. So I will leave you with that.
Cool, appreciate it. Yeah, it's like weird. I've been getting like messages like person, a friend I know, and like yeah no. It's like today's like a memory that happened years ago. I'm like, why is it coming back to me? Like, am I thinking it, or he just started it and it came to me? He's like, it's weird. It's like, if I don't know if it's that you're picking up, like going towards that way, or I'm going towards that way.
Uh-huh.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my. Well, this is Lynn, Rose Maria, and I'll tell you what I got here, and... Because that swan, I started hearing, you know, the piece of music in the Carnival of Animals? It's the swan. Da 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 ba ba. Da da,
oh, yeah.
Da 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 da. Uh huh. I heard that in my head. I was just losing
oh.
it. It was so beautiful. Yeah. So yeah, it's that's Saint-Saëns, the Carnival of Animals. If anybody's interested,
wow.
you can find that on YouTube and bring up the swan. It's beautiful meditation music too. What did I get for you, Mors Maria? Oh, okay. As far as the job energy goes, what they're saying is back up whatever you overlooked. Like, it's like you had an idea and then you went past it thinking, it's no good. Go back and have another look at it. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like you're still going, meh, I don't know. Is it too much work, or did it seem like nobody's going to... They just don't give up on that. They're just saying back up a little, have another look at that idea. Maybe just shake out the munchkins and refresh it a little and have another look, or look from a different direction, because it's not something you need to give up on. Maybe just look with fresh eyes at it, or, you know, open... I'm not exactly sure, but the message was to back up and go look at that idea again. And love, as for love, I wrote weary, weary, weary. Like, I'm so tired. Uh-huh. And it feels like you're expecting the same thing to happen over and over again. Do you feel sometimes like you're a goof magnet?
Yeah, something like that. Like, I was like, why is it happening to me?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, and it, okay, well, I don't think it's, I feel like there's something that you probably need to work through that's kind of like keep, it almost like you go so far and then boom, like a barrier comes up. You're expecting the same thing to happen over and over again. I thought this worst, thinking the worst is going to happen and sort of almost manifesting that outcome. Don't project on, and shoot, I can't even read my own writing here. Don't project on, I have it. Don't project or anticipate too soon when you meet somebody new. So like if you have a history of, liars, say don't immediately anticipate this next person is going to be a liar. It's almost like a defensive thing that's come up for you, that just watch that you're not sort of condemning them before they've had a chance to prove who they are. Granted, they might be goofy liars and, you know, the same thing, but you need to sort of give them a little wiggle room to prove, just to show who they are, you know. It's nothing that you're doing that's bad. It's kind of a human reaction. It's like, no more. You just can't go through the same thing again and again. So that's okay. But just give yourself a hug. Pick yourself up and just, just know that not every guy you meet is going to be a wingding. And just kind of give him a chance. Maybe more than the 5-minute test, you know what I mean? But again, just don't kick them out too soon. Because sometimes you'll get someone who's like a diamond in the rough, and they may do a bunch of things that are like, but give them a chance and find out, maybe this person's a real sweetheart. Kindness is incredibly important for relationships. And so if you can see things like kindness and, you know, emotional intelligence, it's probably worth working on.
Cool.
But I know you're so tired. It's just,
yeah,
you need something fresh. You need a, you know, one, and it's almost like you want a guarantee before you get involved again.
Right.
But anyway, if you find a way to get that, let us know, would you?
Right.
It's very, very cool. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, I hope. Yeah, I hope that helped, Rosemaria. Thank you for calling. Let us know how it goes, okay? And I'll put you back on.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Jan, how are you holding up? I'm gonna stop doing readings.
I'm doing fine.
So, Jan, you're at 9:07. You're at 5:15, right? Or 5:05 is your time that you're at right now, right? You're in Pacific?
Yeah,
or are you mountain?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm
so
Pacific.
So 5:15 or 9:15 for me. I'm going to stop doing readings. We've got a couple more callers, but we'll get to them.
Okay.
And then I'd like, because I do want to get to your poetry. I've been reading this week, so it's so good. Mm. And if we can, we'll play that lion clip. So let's go to six. Yeah, beautiful. This is the time is just flying by. 631, if I can get them to come up. Yeah, 631. You're on with Jan and Lynn.
Hello.
Hi. Can we get your name, please?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, hi. How can we help you tonight, Suzanne?
Well, I think some changes are coming, and I'm glad. I'm looking to a relationship. I met somebody, and after this coronavirus and stuff, you know, we'll get together. Right now, we're just taking walks on the beach far apart or something. And then I'm also working for a school, but I'm looking for something closer for the summer and for September. You know, we're still working with schools but or a bus company. And what do you see with all this?
Ooh. Go ahead, Jen, if you're getting images. Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
Suzanne, I know you. I'm so glad you met somebody. We thought you would. I'm so glad for you. Awesome. Let's see here. The animal didn't. I'm seeing this round, like yellow, and so far it's. Gosh, I'm not sure. It keeps turning into different colors, and it looks like a little chicken, a little chick. It's so cute. I don't know what's with the birds tonight. I'm getting a lot of birds. But there's a few that are coming in right now, and there's also a dog here. I think I've given you dog before, too, maybe. But, gosh darn it, I'm just not getting, like, the clearest picture of which animal is the most, you know, predominant right here, but I think I'm just going to have to go with dog again. That's what I'm seeing mostly. But I did see a little tiny chicken, too. It was really cute. But the dog is showing up. So let's just go with that. And there's got to be a reason for that. But I'm really happy for you. And there's nothing wrong with taking your time either. And you know what I mean? In relationships. So anyway, the dog says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer or on something purely for the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those closest to you. Give your loyalty to those you love and cherish. That's what dog does. Of course, dog friends and our loyal work situations, community. You're loyal to that to those situations, and you do your best work where you can serve humanity. And also, you thrive in working in groups of people rather than by yourself. When something needs to be done, you're quickest to respond. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I'm seeing mostly with the dog. We can go quickly to the chicken too, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little yellow thing on the floor, on the ground, and they don't have it. Let me see. I can't find it in here. I'm trying to quickly get to it. It has a valuable message, so I do want to get to it if I can, but if I can't, then I'll just have to do it later or something. After.
Well, if you want, Jen, do you want to look? You've got your book there, have you? Or are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I'm not at my computer. I'm upstairs. Okay, sure.
Yeah, well, I'll just look it up, and I'll give Suzanne what I've got, and then we can just sort of tag-team it. Because, Suzanne, what I got, the image that came in for you was of a giant sandcastle. So I looked up what that imagery means, and a sandcastle represents something in your life that you've built that is sensitive to being ruined, and it's an accomplishment of some sort that you feel might be at risk. Is there something that you're concerned about losing that, you know, just washed away by the elements kind of thing?
Maybe, yeah. My son was living with me because he was going to college, and now he has to do it online, so now he's more with his dad, and I don't see him as much, and he just hasn't been calling and stuff. I know he's a late teenager, but I just want to see him more.
Yeah, so that might be it. You're just a bit concerned about losing the relationship that, well, obviously that's something you build from point one with them, point zero when they're born. So that could be that. This is kind of funny, but they're saying that somebody put glue in the sand so that it's going to stand a lot more firmly than you actually think. So, like when they make sand sculptures and stuff, they don't just put sand together. They'll use an adhesive in there somehow, like a bonding agent. And they're saying that your castle has that bonding agent. It's not to worry. I'm also seeing. It's an image from the movie Sleepless in Seattle, where Tom Hanks and the little boy are frolicking on the sand and playing with a kite. It's a feeling of a carefree time that I feel like you either need that, or you might be going to have that. But it feels very lighthearted and free, and it's a beautiful image. So, and geez, with that and the sandcastle, I'm getting a very beachy energy from the whole thing for you. So, yeah, it's very good. Are you near the water? Yeah, do you live near the water, or do you hope to?
I live near water, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the beach is very, very strong, like the beach and the, you know, the just the idea of building from sand, but the sand is fortified. So if it feels fragile, it's not as fragile as it might look. So anyway, we'll see where Jan is with the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
any luck?
The chicken
says
right here, says, proud and purposeful, chicken helps us to find our truth, focus our vision, and develop sensitivity, open our empathic channels to others, and remain grounded. So that's a nice message from the chicken.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, sounds like, you know, all you need to do is just keep on going, because things aren't as wobbly as they might seem around you. So, yeah, I think the road ahead is quite good for you, Suzanne. So
that's good to know.
Yeah. I think so. Okay, well, I hope that helped, hon. I want to get to, we've got two more callers, and I just want to get to them. So if, call in, let us know how it goes, and just sending you lots of love and light.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Nice talking to you, Suzanne.
I know we've had her on before, and that's very cool. I'm just going to. Just going to move our. We're going to just take, if it's okay, if you've got the energy, Jan, we're going to take two more callers, and then we'll get on to okay, here we go. 216, you're on with Jan and Lynn. Can we get your name, please?
Hi there. My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Good. Thanks for calling, Sharon. So if you'd like to share thoughts on gratitude, that's great. Or if you just want to go to your question, that's fine too.
Oh, I'm grateful every day for my home and for the clothes on my back and just everything. Just that's all. Just being alive. My family.
I love that.
I'm grateful for. Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to go. Just really being aware of all the stuff that is working. Yeah. Did you have a question we can talk, we can look at for you, Sherry?
I was offered a new job. I know this sounds so negative. I didn't think it was going to go through because of all the stuff going on or postponed. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be for a couple more months, but no, they're going to start me at home. And then after this is all over, then I'll go into the office. At least that's how it is right now. How do you feel this working out for me? It's at a bank.
Oh, well. So I, Sharon, this is Jen, and the very first thing I see are these horses for you. These are brown horses. There's not just one. You have horses? Oh, good.
There's
a lot of them. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that makes sense, too. That's nice because there's a lot of them right here. And they have a lot of amazing, it's just like, wow. You know, I didn't expect to see that many, but there's just a whole bunch of them. So it's really neat. And so Horace says, you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly. Once it's initiated, it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this ordeal. You are much more powerful than you think you are, however. And the situation requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. And teamwork with your family, friends, or community are important right now. So that's part of the horse. And also horse loves to wander. They love to explore. They're natural leaders. They're very confident. They like to travel. And they're independent. And very much into freedom. And so anyway, I love horses too. Not that I've ever had any, but I just love the horse totem.
So that's a positive. That's positive for the job then, obviously, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's
how it
feels.
Yeah, because the credit check, the background check, the drug test. Okay, it's supposed to start on the 20th. Okay, that's wonderful.
Awesome.
All righty. Okay, this is funny because I wrote down immediately, hit the ground running, and then I get all this football imagery, and I don't watch football really, but I think Ryan might be sending this because it says you hit the ground running, and then you zigzag like a football player running a play, and then goal.
I have never worked at home before like this. This is, I have with taxes and stuff, but this is going to be working with like 4 and 5 different systems. I'm obviously going to have to learn myself. I'll learn it when I get my laptop, what's required of me. But yeah, this is going to be new for me, working at home.
That's the zigzagging then, I think, the running, sort of running a play, boom, boom, boom. And it probably will feel like you're sort of tackling, all these bruising great problems, but you get a goal in the end. Like you just pitch it right between the uprights. I think that's what they're called, right? I know hockey terminology better because I'm up here in the Great White North, but it's the, I can see it. It's a zig, like a player, how they run here, they run there, and then go. So if it feels a little distracting here and there, it's nothing to worry about. You're just running that play and you're going to get it right and you're going to hit the goal. So nothing to worry about.
I'm happy and a little nervous at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you know what? If you didn't care, you wouldn't be nervous. But you know what? I wouldn't worry. I just trust myself and believe in my, because you've got the abilities. There's no worry about your talent or your qualifications here. That's not in play. It's just go for it. And just learn those systems, and you in no time, it's just gonna you're gonna go fast and in no time it's going to be like old stuff to you. You're going to be just fine.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Do you know the interviewing process started in February? That's how long it took. But
yeah.
I'm just so glad.
Wow.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're so welcome. And let us know how it goes. That would be very lovely.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. Love and light, hon. Okay, we got one more caller. We're not doing too bad here. We'll be able to...
Fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen has announced a two-week halt in its military operations. The ceasefire will apply across the country from midday on Thursday.
What?
Hello?
We've got, hello. It's 8:05, right?
Yeah,
we're
sorry
on
about that.
That's hilarious.
Hi.
No, it's fine. It's okay. I thought we had a really prim and proper obscene caller or something.
No, I was
so
just hearing something about the corona. This is
oh,
Donna
okay.
from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Yeah, just hanging in there. It's real boring. I'm all by
oh.
myself. You know, my apartment. So, you know, it's kind of boring, but that's the way it is.
Wow.
When this is all over, close to over, do you see me meeting someone? Because in my meditation, I've been asking God to bring me in, you know, relationship with a man, and I heard it's coming soon. And then my heart filled up with all this love, and it was very gentle and soft. So I really believe that my prayers have been answered.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Donna,
Donna?
Was this Jen? And I'm seeing a cougar. for God, you know, it might be a cheetah. It's not a tiger. It's the center cat with the black spots. They're light. I mean, they're it's
a leopard.
Smaller. Yes, maybe it's a leopard. It's a leopard.
Oh,
it's a smaller
okay.
cat.
But is
they're
it
sitting
also
right here. I can...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because it says right here, leopard, also see, ocelot.
Yeah.
So they're making it the same thing. It's just sitting right here in front of my eyes. So let's see. There it is. Looks. Oh, darn. Oh, it's just, and it looks like a younger version, you know, it's not like an old one. It looks like a teenage one for some reason. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. It just looks like a young one. So it says, take some time in solitude and
I'm doing.
Preferably in, what's that?
I said, that I'm doing.
Right. It's preferably in nature, though, for a full day. Be sure to pace yourself by providing times of rest and play during intense cycles. Whatever your goal is that you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed, or this may interfere with its achievement. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams, visions, or feelings. There you go. You saw
yeah.
this. You saw. Yeah. And
wow.
a secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. This is a time for expressing yourself passionately in whatever you do with persistence and steadiness will attain your goal. Your intuition is heightened at this time, so pay close attention to your feelings and trust them. Yeah, cool. And it says that the leopard has an extraordinary gift of awareness of your inner realm, insight into others also.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is the animal I was thinking of, the sprinter and the long distance runner. Short-term goals with periods of rest and play. And yeah, you're a very sensitive person, enjoying anything that's tactile and sensual. And so you're going to, you make a great romantic partner with the right person. So
oh,
there
good.
You go.
Very nice. Thank you.
Wow. So, Donna, I also got some stuff coming in here. The first thing I got was Pisces/Aries. And that's those two are on the cusp of each other. And those elements are water and fire, which put together, like water and fire can, like water can be boiled away by fire, or it can be heated up and used properly. Water can also put fire out. It can also be used to control fire. If you think about those two different elements, they come into the energy of the future romance that comes in. And what's the message? The message here came, your ex pissed you off. Do you have an ex that really pissed you off?
That was about 12 years ago. And, well, he was rather childish. So if he didn't get his way, he'd have these little tantrums, like, kind of bothered me.
Yeah. Somehow you've got a little bit of sort of remnants of that kicking around in your energy. So do a little really extra good cleaning to let that go. And here comes like a little spiritual humor coming through. Clear that space for a new love to piss you off. So I think it's going to be, yeah, like, you know what they say about like soulmates? It's not an easy ride with a soulmate.
Right.
Because very often they kind of push your buttons more than roses and champagne on the terrace. Although that can be a part of it too. I mean, it wouldn't be worth it if there wasn't an intense romantic element to it. But be prepared to sort of, get your patience honed nicely, because you know you're going to need a lot of patience, and also balancing the elements of that thing. You're not a Pisces or an Aries yourself, are you?
I'm Taurus, one day away from the cusp of Aries.
Okay. Wow. I think one day we're going to get an astrologer on the show and really talk about this stuff. But I feel like that's going to be one exciting combination. And I would also say watch out when people lock horns, because it could be one of those standoffs where it's like you just never unlock the horns. It's always two people pushing the same strength. So I get this cartoon sometimes. It was from a Mad magazine where two people are both trying to go on a one-way bridge from opposite directions. And the one guy says, I never back up for a moron. The other guy backs up and goes, oh, well, I always do. So, you know, sort of a way to not turn it into an argument. So keep it light. Make sure the fire doesn't boil the water away. Make sure the water doesn't put the fire out. Keep those elements in balance. The nice thing is Taurus is earth. So both of those elements can work nicely with earth. So I don't know. I think it's going to be an exciting connection for sure. Keep you on your toes, but just kind of keep your count to 10, because it's going to try your patience by times. But yeah, I don't think you're going to be alone. I think sometimes you're going to go, gee, why didn't I stay alone? But those things will pass, and then you'll remember why. But it will be kind of a soulmate sort of thing like that. So, boy, I hope that helps. And Donna, call back, let us know how it goes. And I tell you what, go on YouTube and watch spiritually uplifting videos. Neil Donald Walsh, Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer's entire body of work is free on YouTube. This is the best time ever. Yeah. Yeah. Just learn. Take this time and really up your vibe, because that'll be like a prize fighter training, right? So that you can be in good shape when this challenging soulmate type of person comes along. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Be in fight and wait, right? Yeah. Just get that thing going. Okay. Well, that's great, Donna.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, and I think you're going to do just fine. It'll be an exciting thing. Let us know how that goes, would you?
I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You too, huh? Okay. We're getting extra callers in, but I think we have to call it a night, guys. It takes a lot of energy to read, But we will be back next week. And, I want to have Jan, if you wouldn't mind, Jan, what poetry you brought tonight. I'd love to have you read it.
Oh,
it's, yeah, please do.
Absolutely. Okay, sure. I'm so happy to. Well, you know, actually, I just grabbed the same ones that I read the other day, but hopefully that's okay. So
yeah,
this one is called, thank you, this one's called Angel's Air, and it goes, take some breaths of angel's air and try to go on. Tragedies never seem fair, so many are gone. Let's jump the train to Heavenly Town and ride it with a tear. The angels are singing and praying for us always, to help us with the sadness and the fear. And this is called Cosmic God. The shiniest diamond, the clearest star, this light is beyond all universes. It is all universes. Let it shine down on us. Let it shine within us. I want more of it. Cosmic God, God of miracles, trusted guide, perfect balancer, stay by our side. And this one is called It's No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see. It is my soul I must trust. This is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay. I am free. It's no longer a mystery. And this one is called If the universe were mine, I'd share it with you. I'd give you the sun and hold you warm and safe in all you do. I take the stars from the sky and make a necklace of twinkling light, of unending love circling around us forever for you and I. I'd take the animals and make them all free so we could ride on the wings of a bluebird, the fins of a dolphin, so joyously. If the universe were mine, I'd make the meadows and turn them into multicolors of rainbow jubilee so we could run, skip, dance, and sing in them anytime we wanted to. We are free. I take a melody from a bird and wrap it up in a chocolate rainbow and send it to you for your morning coffee, for you to listen and hum to, of our love of you and me, that you will always remember and always know. If the universe were mine, I'd send angels every day to fly you in spheres through the fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars so you'd always have good days and always less tears. And this one is Peace and Healing in 220, Many Remarkable Things, so that our creative energy is set free, and sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth. Even if it is in one's mind, it ripples unity, peace, and a rebirth. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse a breath and resonate close and far, that we will always remember we are not alone. God has tabs on us, each one of us, along our life's journey and road. The signs are always shown, and right near us may also be told that each of us still stand in our peace, and that fear won't overtake us in these perilous times, and in our connection with spirit of abundance and plenty, and that we will never demean our soul's path that may be left of many remarkable things in 2020. And that's that.
Jan, you're going to love this. Do you remember when I used to, we used to have those Skype sessions and I would bring the flashlight on? The flashlight has been going bonkers since you started reading your poems.
Really?
Ryan always adored
Ryan.
Your poems, and I think he's just saying, hey, that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Plus, not only did the little flashlight, it was flickering, but this hard drive I've got, it suddenly lit up with a blue light. I hadn't turned it on
or
anything. It turned itself on. Yeah, so I'm just getting activity from that, and I really feel like it's Ryan just loving your poetry, and that's so cool. Yeah. I do wish sometimes we'll have to do some Zoom events with Sacred Embers so that we can use that video, because it's very cool when that happens. And anyway, he's so with us. So Jen, you can only take certain numbers of appointments, but if people do want to book an appointment with you, how can they find you?
Sure. My website is www.wefindourway.com, and so that's my website. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter under Jan Drake Bakke.
Excellent.
And I'm in the Sacred Embers group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can find you can also find any of the people on the Sacred Embers website too, which is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. So we didn't have Matthew, Jessica, and Sue tonight, but you can find all of those guys on the website too. And I'm pretty sure they'll be back next week, hoping they are. And I can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale, and in the Sacred Embers group. We also have the Sacred Embers support group. If anybody is needing a community around them without judgment and just pure love, that's a good place to come to. And I want to end by playing that clip, Jan, that we had, I think it was two, three years ago, or can't remember now.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
so Jan was doing a reading for a lady on the show, and all of a sudden, well, I'll let you guys hear how this went.
Before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
that definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with
no,
I don't
man,
know.
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was
are you
weird,
kidding
man.
Me?
I
are
heard
you kidding
a
me?
Lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something out, you know. I thought you were like
like I had enchiladas for dinner. No, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. You know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the playback, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up. Exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen? It is. It's wonderful. Karen, you're bringing in, you've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well,
how
it amazing.
It
yes,
makes sense because I've also been standing up for myself, and
uh-huh.
people like really, you know, they think I usually
and
before
he acting rather than moving ahead impulsively.
Whoops! I did it again. There we go. That was so much fun.
Wow, that just
yeah.
blows my mind every time I hear that. That is so amazing, isn't it?
We had some pretty powerful energy going. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all work together, but you know what, Jan? Anytime you just join us on Divine Connections, whenever you feel like you want to, or you know, we love having you. And I feel like there's a renewed energy coming back into the group. So we'll get. And I'm really hoping. I'm not sure how we'll do it, but we'll manifest getting Enter the Light back on, because that I loved that show, and it's your show, like from forever, right? That was your was that the one you had with Jethro too, eh? Well, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. No, it was you. It was our show. It was you, me, Lori, and Sue, and
that's
DC.
Right.
First started. When Sacred Embers first started, and
Ryan
came in.
Yeah.
Came in.
And then Shannon. Oh, you guys went on a real journey. I'm just remembering all the people you've had. Wow. Well, I tell you what, let's get that rolling again and see if we can't
I would get it going. I would love to. If I can get on a steady thing, well, you know, I'm still going to getting checked out. If I can get feeling, you know, good on a regular basis.
Yep. Well,
and
don't push it. Just come back when you can. But you know what? As I say, anytime you want to join us on Divine Connections, you are welcome like the flowers in May. And
thank you, Lynn.
Oh, well, love and light to you, Jen.
It was
so
fun
love tonight. And light to
you too.
Yeah, it really was. And I really appreciate it. What a wonderful surprise. You know, it was just really cool.
Oh, God.
I'd make
perfect
you as
timing,
Linda Earle.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, go ahead. Finish your thought. You're
well,
just hanging out.
It was perfect timing. Well, I was just filing. I always file my poems and posts, and I save them if I have stuff on there that I want. I was just filing, and then I saw your message in there, and it just and I thought, wow, I should just go ahead. I can, and she needs it, and it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect timing, and thank you. Really enjoyed it, too. Thank you. Oh,
beautiful. Well, fall by any time. And I just want to thank our callers and our listeners and just sending so much love to you guys. We're going to get through this. It's going to, and you know, it will be okay again. We just have to hang on and have faith. And hey, you know what? Always helps listening to Louis sing about a beautiful world.
Oh, that's right.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.